Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Star Psychics Blog Talk Radio. That's stars with a Z because we're special. I'm Stars Cast and I will be your host for tonight, taking your calls and setting up the reading queue for the second half of our program. This evening we will have another great topic, so please relax and enjoy. After our topic discussion, we will be ready to take your one question mini reading live on the air or in the chat room. For now, on with the show.
Hi, and welcome. This is Stars Rainbow Rose, and I am once again here with my buddy Stars Maya. And today, tonight, whichever we are happen to be at the time, we are doing our topic, and our topic is spirit guides and angels among us. And I guess my question to you, Stars Maya, is there really spirit guides and angels among us?
Well, I want to say hi to you, Stars Rainbow Rose, and what a pleasure it is to be back with you and to be discussing a topic with you. Absolutely. My answer is there is definitely spiritual guides and angels among us, more so than I think the average person might conceive. They're definitely around us, and I know some of us feel that there can be a difference between spirit guides and angels. And so I wanted to ask you about that. What, when you were talking about angels among us and guides and spiritual beings and spiritual guides, do you differentiate between those? Is there a difference in your mind, or do you feel they're all the same? How would you kind of start this off for us?
Okay. I think that their intent is all the same. Spirit guides and angels and ascended masters. I think that their intent is all the same. They're all here to help us as in our human form to wake up and grow. They're all here as guides. But because I'm an energy reader, I can tell the difference if I'm plugging into an angel, connecting to an angel or even an archangel. I can feel the difference. The energy has a different quality. Or if I'm plugging into an ascended master, there's a different quality. And the same with spirit guides. So I'd have to say that's how I can tell the difference, is by the energy and what it feels like to me.
Interesting. Okay. So working off energy, it's the feeling that tells you that tells you the difference. But in theory, you say that they have some similarities and their intentions are the same, and those are to help and guide us, which is why we refer to them as guides often. And the same thing with angels. I think everyone knows the definition of an angel, but it would be a good analogy, other than we don't maybe feel the energy, would be maybe the difference between a kindergarten teacher, high school teacher, a college teacher, and then maybe a teacher at Harvard or Yale. Is that kind of the levels of difference, that they're more ascended or they have a higher knowledge? Or how do you explain when you say it, like one would be higher than the other, or like an archangel is higher than just a regular angel, that, you know, for lack of a better term, I'll say regular angel? Do they have more influence? Are they more influential in our life, or are they have, you said they feel stronger, but how do they, are they able to help us more, or what can they offer to us that maybe a guide or a lower angel can? Anything on that?
Well, I don't see them as any different in that sense. I feel that if I'm plugging into, or if I'm connecting with a archangel, and the archangel's connecting with me, it's usually about protection or the information. It can be intense, but at the same time, I mean, I've talked to my spirit guides, and that information can be strong and intense also. So I guess I really don't break it down like it's a hierarchy or not.
Right. Okay, that makes sense. Thank you for clarifying that. And as for myself, I see it a little bit differently. I feel that our spirit guides are more, They're kind of assigned, if you will, like a social worker might be assigned to this case. Spirit guides, I feel, are assigned maybe not just for that person. They may have several, just again, using the analogy of a social worker, they may have several assignments, several humans that they're working with. But I feel that guides are more personal. They're more with us on more of a permanent basis. Where angels, to me, the energy that I pick up that I have used the word angel for, I feel that they're more temporary and they're more in and out. When we hear the story of the accident and the person comes out and they've survived the accident and the fire department, the police, the medical doctors are astounded at how they walked away from this horrible crash and later the person says they felt someone pulling them out, I see that more as angels that, you know, kind of drop down into our energy field and intervene when they're allowed or given permission, if you will, and save us. Or oftentimes when I'm working with a client, I'll pick up the energy and I do feel a difference. I'm not sure if I have the same ideology as you, which makes it for an interesting topic, of course. But I can feel the difference if it's an angel. It just has a lighter, and it usually, to me, I feel it or see it or sense it around the left shoulder, even if it's not an in-person, even on a chat or a phone reading. I feel that around the left shoulder, and I feel that that angel is there during a particularly difficult time. And I also associate angels more with protection and more with miracles, where I associate spiritual guides as more tutorials, more helping, more guiding on a daily basis, helping us make decisions. And I wanted to bring up that my mother, when she was somewhat of a spiritual person, but she never got into the profession at all. But she used to always talk to me and tell me that that little professor in your head is the term that she used. And I later connected that to be with my guides. That intuitive feeling that, you know, we have a strong feeling, let's say, that we shouldn't take that job or we shouldn't get on that plane or we should postpone that trip. And so I did want to ask you, because I think that's such an interesting topic, I wanted to, or within our topic, I wanted to ask you, Stars Rainbow Rose, about that and your feelings and your ideas on that.
Well, let's see. I do feel like there are spirit guides, and I believe that I plug into many guides. You know, I plug into the ones that are pretty much, that hang out with me and, like you said, can help me on a daily basis. And then when I'm helping a client, when I'm plugged into their energy field, I can a lot of times feel their guides and depending on what area I'm helping a client in, whether it's as medical intuitive or in my mediumship, I can pull in guides I've never even known or seen. It's just that they're there helping in that particular area at that particular time. That happens to be one of their expertise. So I think that guides are wonderful. I think that angels are wonderful, and so are the archangels.
Yeah.
And I really don't. I can just sense the difference and feel the difference, and I guess I don't dissect it too much. I just know that whoever's showing up is cool and they're helping me in the way they need to. Some guides I can, you know, just like if you get around someone or meet someone and you energetically and you've never met them before, so you know their energy feels different. The same way with some guides, they'll just feel different to me, and I'll go, oh, I don't think I've connected to this one before, you know, like that.
Right. Okay. And so do you feel when a person has intuition, and I'm phrasing this for someone that's not in the profession, that's not working with energy or guide, but just the average person, do you feel that intuition that they feel, do you feel that that's their spirit guides or those are angels? Or where do you feel that intuition comes from? Do you associate it with guides or angels, Stars Rainbow Rose?
I do, Stars Maya, I do. I do feel that that through that channel is where for myself and most of us are able to pick up the information from upstairs, whether we just whether we know it, or whether it's a gut sense, or whether it's just, you know, a feeling in your heart, or a flash in your mind, or whatever, you know, I think it's the way they tell us to help us. That's the way they tell us to be careful of this one, or don't go there, or, you know, things like that.
Okay, great. I agree. I feel that intuition and working with energy and guide, angels, I feel that I myself, I can't speak for everyone, of course, but I feel that I'm just a messenger to my clients, that anything that I receive comes from a third party, and I don't feel that it's necessarily myself, and if I'm dealing with a client, I would address it the same way. When they tell me that, you know, I had this dream, or I had the strong feeling not to go and I didn't, and I later found out the plane was delayed overnight, whatever the case may be. To me, intuition is not ego-based. Ego, you know, defining ego as our conscious self or even our subconscious self, but it's actually from a higher realm. You said upstairs. I absolutely do agree with that. And I do feel that intuition is actually, even if the average person has never thought about their guide or guides or never delved into that area, it's a fascinating area. And I hope that our listeners are learning a lot and can visit us on Star Psychic to also to get more information if they will, if they would like to, about connecting with their guides. Because I agree, I feel that most of the intuition and most of the feelings that we get in that respect do come from some type of guide or angel. Like you said, we don't necessarily have to dissect it, you know, and put it into little boxes. I think in the spiritual sense, that's pretty difficult to do. So how would you advise, if you have a client that comes to you that is very interested in knowing or having a more personal relationship with a spiritual guide or with their guide, one of their guides, how would you go about working with them? What would you give them as ideas, or how would you get them started on getting in touch with their guide or guides or angels?
Well, let me see. I think the one I use with my clients the most is just to suggest that they basically, you know, get quiet and close their eyes and kind of, you know, picture like a beach and with a blanket or sitting on a park bench and invite the guides to be there and then just go there expecting them to show up and then be open-minded about whatever or however it shows up. You may hear a voice. You may just get a feeling of something. Some people will get a smell associated with their guide and then just kind of believe that they're there and get comfortable with that. And one of the things to watch out for is that, remember, we live on four levels. The spiritual is the highest, and then the mental, then the emotional, and the physical. So when you're plugging into, you know, when you're connecting in and imagining, connecting to a guide, which is the highest level, the mind at that point can step in and start trying to play tricks. Well, this isn't true. Or how do you know? Or it's, you know, all this stuff. Your mind can start just getting in there with all this craziness. And so it's important to, you have to have that trust level too when you're connecting in. And I find that, and I think that I might want to bring that up for a quick second, is that the trust, it's so important to have the trust when I plug into my guides or my angels or anyone that's helping me on that level. You know, I have to believe that when I'm plugging in and I'm picking up on that information, that is real. It's not just me sitting back making up something. Does it make sense to you?
Oh, yes. Thank you so much, Stars Rainbow Rose. That is an excellent point and so very important, because that is probably one of the I get that question so often from those that are just beginning to become enlightened and beginning to delve into the spiritual plane world idea. And that's one thing that I also feel strongly about, is that they have to have trust. And I suggest pretty much the same as what you're suggesting, that they take a quiet time You know, if you're a mother and you have four kids, you know, the morning, getting kids ready from school, obviously that would be the worst time. Pick a quiet time in a quiet area. Go to a park if you can. If whatever you connect with, if taking a bath is a place where you are the most relaxed, whatever area in your home, or I don't think it's, you know, the place is as important as the intention and the mental state. We need to be completely relaxed. And I reiterate over and over again to my clients, have trust, have faith. This is real. It does exist. And if you get a name, whether you get it audio, you, in other words, you actually hear a name or a name pops into your head, or, you know, you've been asking, you know, I'd like to get in touch with my spirit guide or guides, and I would like to have a reference. I feel that as humans, it's important to us to have a name for reference. I don't think it's as important for our guides or the angels that we have a name for them or we differentiate them. But I feel as humans, it's just a human need to have to be able to call them instead of saying, hey, guide, hey, guide. So I always tell them, if you keep seeing the name Mary and you've been working on, you know, connecting with your spirit guide, that's definitely a sign. If a name pops into your head, even if you're not sure how to spell it, or it seems silly, or, you know, or it seems it's something very surprising, something that you did not expect at all, just go with it. Have trust, have faith, and then you have that name to call upon. So, yes, I definitely agree with you in terms of how to get in touch. And then from that point, how do you advise them just to try to continue to connect, to possibly get a name first and get that connection started, just like we would maybe introduce ourselves to someone that we felt a connection to, you know, at a party. We would go up and shake their hand and say, hi, I'm Maya, or hi, I'm Rainbow Rose. And then from that point, we would try to build on that connection.
Yeah, I believe that. Yep.
Okay. And so for our listeners that are just getting started, and is there anything that you feel that they could do wrong, or anything that they need to avoid, or in working or trying to build a relationship or connect with their spiritual guides or angels?
The only thing that I feel a caution about is if you're trying to plug in and you start feeling a sense of dread, or that there's a real negativity or something doesn't feel right, trust that. That's your intuition. Trust that and just decide, well, gee, maybe I'm going to do this at a different time, or stop for a minute, and if you connect to God, then just pray for a second to help everything get clear, and then try again. I think that that makes a big difference. Another suggestion to help people connect to their guides is there's some wonderful guided meditations out there that they can actually use, you know, CDs, MP3s, that gifted people have come up with, that, you know, you play that and that will take you and help you connect with guides. So that's another way that can help keep people connect to their guides and stuff. And another thing that I've found that's really important is many times, and you know this, Stars Maya, many times people's guides will be someone that has passed away, and, you know, that are up there in the heavens, and they connect to them and they help them. And for some people, it's easier for them to connect with loved ones that have passed to use as guides than just trying to start a relationship cold. Does that make sense to you?
Oh, yes, absolutely. I work as a medium, and I often am connecting, even if the session is not necessarily a mediumship session. Oftentimes I find a person and they're not really even aware. They're aware that they feel the presence of a past loved one, but they're not aware of how important that relationship is, because that person can be a brother, a sister, grandmother, father, anyone that's close to us. And oftentimes what I tell my clients too is sometimes their guides or a guide can be a past loved one that they never even met in the physical world. It can be a great grandmother that they saw pictures of, perhaps heard stories of, but just because there wasn't a relationship on earth doesn't necessarily mean there isn't one spiritually. So definitely connecting with loved ones is a great way. I think that's a great point that you made. And they would know that name, and so they can call upon that. And especially if they already say, you know, I lost my brother 5 years ago, and I still feel his presence. There's just little things that, you know, or scents like you brought up. I think our sense of smell is extremely important in the spiritual sense, because it is another little clue or a little sign or a little symbol or an opening that helps us, you know, like if we associate a particular smell with a loved one and we've been smelling that every day, that's a sign that that person is trying to connect with us and probably guide us. And so definitely, yes, loved ones definitely, I agree with you, can work as our guides and can help us. Now, where do you feel the line is drawn when we're talking about guides? We know that guides can help us when we get the feeling of, you know, we discuss don't go on the plane or don't do this or follow your instincts, always have trust and faith and that feeling that's coming from a guide. Where do you feel the lines are drawn as far as how much our guides or our angels can influence us in our decisions daily, or if we're going through a particularly difficult time? I'm often asked that, you know, how much influence they may have, or, you know, can they come down and make a huge change? And I personally believe, my personal beliefs are in God. It doesn't mean that everyone has to share my beliefs to be spiritual, of course, but I believe that our guides can help to guide us and can show us, but we still have to continue to learn our lessons. So it's not like we can connect with our guides and then we can just say, okay, tell me what to do, and they're going to, you know, we're going to sit down with a piece of paper and they're going to write out every decision we need to make. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I think I agree with that, as far as, you know, you're saying that the guides aren't going to just step in and do it all for us. But at the same time,
right.
I don't feel like there's a line. I think that I can connect to my guides, you know, for absolutely anything. And in fact, a good example of that is when I work with clients that have like a loved one who's, you know, in trouble or who has passed due to alcoholism or drug addiction, and it's clear that they're spirit bound, that their soul is still caught here. I have a group of about three or four wonderful guides that I knew them when they were alive, and they were recovering alcoholics and drug addicts. And what I will do, and now that they've passed, is I just connect into them, and I ask them, you know, I ask the person first, and then I ask them to go and help. And many, many times they will go and connect to that lost soul, whether alive or past, and help them to get to meetings and to help them get light enough so they can go up to the light. So, you know, I don't think that there's a whole lot of, well, for me, there's not a whole lot of boundaries.
Okay, that's good. That's good to know. That's a good point, and I'm glad that you shared that with the Stars Rainbow Rose. So you feel that it's a very broad, open area where there's not very much that we can't seek from our guides in terms of assistance. They can't live our life for us, but they can. That was a very good analogy or example of how guides can come. And so pretty much whether it's a job, love, house situation, if we connect with our guides, we can find the answers by the way that they interact and being aware of signs and symbols and just being in touch and having that third eye or that channel open, which is what I tell my clients, to remember that channel is open and to keep it that channel turned on and open. And I also sometimes suggest that they journal. A lot of times a client will say to me, well, I feel like I'm making up stories or I feel like it's a fairy tale. And that goes back to what you pointed out in the beginning, which I feel is just so important. You absolutely have to have trust and faith. You cannot do this without it. Whether you're doing it professionally or you just are struggling or you're just fascinated and you feel the urge to broaden your horizons in the spiritual plane and world, you have to have the trust and faith. It's not a made-up story. Whatever information you're getting, so keeping a journal can oftentimes help because we can write down things that we might forget later in the day. At least me, I'm very forgetful, so I keep a lot of notes and I keep things written down. So that's a good start. I think we've given folks a good start on how to connect with their guides and with their loved ones. And what else, anything else that you would suggest for people that are wanting to get closer to angels or guides or?
Well, sometimes I find that people will get their information from their guides or angels while they're sleeping. So sometimes just asking, you can put out a question before you go to sleep if you want to connect to a guide. You can ask them to come into your dream. You know, come into your dreams. And like you said, and that's another place to have a dream journal. You know, if you have a journal next to your bed, that sometimes for some people, that's how they get their messages. Because during our dream state, you know, our sleep state is when the veil is the thinnest. And a lot of times that's when messages will come through when we may not be able to have them come through any other time.
That's a great point. And that's so funny because I was just thinking about that just as you were speaking about that's definitely very true, and dreams are often very symbolic, and so if we're opening that channel up and we're trying to tap into that energy, I agree with you. I think you're absolutely correct that during our sleep, you know, some dreams are just dreams, but there's also going to be, especially if we have that intention, and we have to really be aware that intention is very strong. And so if we go to bed and we have the intention, you know, if we've connected with our guides and we're struggling with an issue, we can go to bed that night and call our guides by their names if we've gotten that far and just ask that I'm struggling, you know that I'm struggling with this issue and I'm confused and in conflict and not sure how to move forward, how to get past this obstacle, or how to sort out what is the highest good or the highest path or potential for me. So I would ask that you help me during my sleep and show me and give me a sign or a symbol or dream. So, and I absolutely feel that definitely works and that we are definitely more, just like children, their veil is a lot thinner. They get a lot more information, even though they're not always able to communicate that to us. So that's a great point that you brought up. That's a very good idea for people to do. And I think they might be surprised. And if they have any questions, they can always seek out the stars for further information or to help with dream interpretation. If they have questions on, okay, I asked this and I did this, but I'm not sure what this dream means. Because dreams are often symbolic. We don't always, you know, dreams are not always literal. A lot of times they have hidden meaning. So that's a great point. And I would agree, too, that I would advise a client to do that. And like you said, the meditation tapes, I know there's so much out there. There's so much information now that we're actually very fortunate. People are very fortunate to live in the world today in that respect because it's such an open world that there's just a myriad of books, classes, just everything you can ask for to help give people hints and tips and to help them connect with their spirit guides or angels.
I agree with that. And you know, we are getting right down to the wire here. But I did want to say quickly, also mention Ascended Masters because I work with an Ascended Master. I have for over 20 years. And he's the one that tends to come through a lot of times with it when I'm channeling and I pick up on information. And I just wanted to mention, because I'd mentioned it in the beginning, and I just wanted to mention that's another very strong, powerful ally to have on the other side is an Ascended Master. And with that, I am going to turn it on over to you, Stars Maya, to say your goodbye to the folks, and we will get together again sometime soon for another topic.
Yes, thank you so much, Stars Rainbow Rose. As always, it's a pleasure, and I will say goodbye, and I hope the listeners enjoyed our topic, and we invite you all to visit us at Star Psychic.
Goodbye, and take care, guys, and we will have another topic for you real soon. Hi, and welcome. This is Stars Rainbow Road.
Hi, everyone. This is the Stars Cast, also known as Natalie. I see the room is busy. Yes, you can ask questions in chat, of course. I have with me tonight Stars Phoenix and Stars Maya. And Stars Phoenix, I'm going to connect her with her first caller, and her name is Lisa.
Hello.
Okay, Stars Phoenix, you've got Lisa on the air.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi.
How can I help with you tonight?
Yeah, I want to know what you see for my love life, please.
Okay. Oh, somebody brand new. I see a dark-skinned, friendly kind of fellow. And this is something that is going to be brand new to you, this kind of relationship.
Okay.
I see you having a lot of fun with it. Oh, it's pretty sexual. Should I get into that?
That's funny.
Well, it's a lot of, you know, can I get into that? Because that's sort of a touchy thing.
You can talk about anything you want.
Okay. Exploration. Trying new things.
Okay.
And it just feels like this has been a long time coming, and you feel like this is justified. You know, you feel like you've earned your keep, and you've earned your way, and this is your time for fun. Has it been a really long time since you've had a relationship?
Yeah.
Yeah. That may be why all the pent-up energy.
I did actually have a guy come into my life about 3 months ago, and we actually kind of split up. So, but I can't stop thinking about him. It's terrible.
Well, it ended in a real bad fight.
It wasn't that bad. I mean, obviously he thought it was worse than I did, but yeah.
Did you walk away kind of feeling defeated?
I felt confused. I felt like he's not a bad person, but I just didn't understand why he couldn't communicate with me after that and why he had to shut me out, that kind of thing.
The guy that you're speaking of comes across to me as kind of arrogant.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah.
Kind of emotionally impotent. He just wasn't ready for the things that you were ready for.
I know.
And the new guy is, like I said, it's a completely different kind of relationship.
Okay.
There's a lot of passion in the one that's coming up.
Okay.
Yeah. I see you having a lot of fun with it, but yet you're still, you know, being careful. I don't see him as being conceited or anything like that. He's very friendly, very nice. What pops out of my head is he's got the brain of a very intelligent person, but the heart of a hippie.
Okay.
Okay.
That's cute.
Okay. Anything else?
Yeah,
Yes,
I want to know when you feel like I'll have the finances to move.
You're moving?
Yeah, I want to move. I want to know when you see the money supporting the move.
4 months.
Okay.
Right. And you need to sit on it. You understand?
Yeah.
Okay, you can't move yet.
No. I can't. I know.
I see that being 4 months, and you really have to be careful with your money. You have to be more cautious with that.
Okay.
Okay. It's perfectly understandable. Everybody has their weaknesses for things that they want. But if, you know, moving is something that you really want, you can't let yourself get ruined. And you can't let your goal be clouded by doing these frivolous little things.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Is that it, Star Phoenix? I've got another caller, and I've got Stars Maya here that I'll give her the next one, if you'll just hold on.
Okay.
Thank you, Lisa, and please come and see us at starpsychics.com.
Okay.
We'd love to have you there.
Thank you, Lisa.
Thank you.
Hi there, this is Starscast. Who am I talking to?
Hi, this is Tamla.
Pamela or Tamala?
Tamla.
Pamela with a T.
It's Tamla with a T, with the letter T like in Tom.
Tamala, how pretty.
Thank you.
Okay, Tamala, I've got Stars Maya here, and you can ask her one question. Can you hold on?
Sure.
Stars Maya, I have Tamala here.
Yes,
live
I
on
heard.
The air.
Hello.
Hello, Tamala. How are you this evening?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. And what was your question? How can I help you this evening?
Can you tell me what you see for me in the area of love?
In the area of love. Well, do you have someone particular in your heart, in your mind? Because what I picked up right away is I actually see that you seem to attract a lot of males, but I don't think that they're always, it doesn't feel to me that they're always the right males or ones that you're interested in. You're a picky girl, aren't you?
Yes, and especially since I'm older.
Girl,
I just...
Now admit it, you are, Tamala.
Well, since I'm older, I've just learned to just tone it down and just kind of.
Good for you.
Yeah, I just toned it down, that's all.
But is there somebody that you, because I keep feeling this connection, and to me it feels like it could be the very near future, but it feels like more like recent, like somebody that you have just recently met or connected with or that you're thinking about. Is there anyone currently that you're wondering about?
Well, I have a real good friend. He and I are close, but we're not romantic, if that's what you mean.
Okay. Okay, so you are looking for, and you're wondering about a long-term relationship, like a life partner, right?
Yeah, because I'm getting older, and I'm not really interested in the dating thing too much. I'm just kind of looking for something, companionship, because I'm going to be 42, and I'm getting that age where I'm looking for stability.
Right. I understand. You're at that age where that nesting instinct is really taking over, and you're ready to get your nest settled and get everything ready. And you really have great energy, and I feel that you do. You really do. You're not going to have any problems attracting. And I don't do astrology, but my guides always ask for month and day of birth. I don't need the year. I just need the month and the day, if you wouldn't mind, Tamala.
Okay, June 4th.
June 4th, okay. I thought maybe we had something coming up. And I feel like something towards the end of June, the 1st of July, to me, I see more than one female, yourself and someone else, attending an event, maybe even a weekend-type vacation. And I feel like you're going to meet someone at that event. And I feel the potential, this person, you've already been thinking about them, and it's almost like you almost have a list.
I have a what? A list?
A list. Like you almost have, and what I'm getting from your energy is that you almost have a list. You almost have, you know, where you're like, okay, you know, I want this, and I need him to be this way, and I'm not interested in any of that nonsense. Mm-hmm. And I feel that the potential for a life partner is going to come shortly after your birthday. So what my guides are showing me is somewhere, let's say, between mid-June to mid-July. And I feel that it might be a little bit out of your area when you meet him. As of right now, do you know of any plans that you have?
I'm going to be going to the New York area at the end of May.
At the end of May, okay. That could possibly be, you know, timing can be, we have to give timing, take it with a grain of salt, because timing can be influenced by so many things. So don't hold the, you know, the
okay.
time frame. It's more important that you know that my guides are assuring me that you are so close to meeting someone, and this is going to be a serious long-term relationship. So I feel like everything that you've gone through before, whatever short-term relationships, back and forth, this good friend of yours, all that, that they're showing me that this is pretty much going to be it for you for life at this point. That you
oh, wow.
Yeah, and it's going to be, you're going to give him a hard time. He's but he's a persistent, and I want to tell you that my guides keep giving me this word. He is a gentleman.
Okay. How? Any kind of indicator, like is he like a certain zodiac sign, or is tall, short, or?
I don't really get into physical descriptions, because what it does is, it's like if we say there's a white or a black elephant in the room, we automatically are drawn to that. I can give you a little bit. He feels like he's on the taller side to me,
okay.
And he feels like there's something about his eyes that are just full of life, and there's something very gentle. And when I got the word gentleman, I got this very soft but strong energy. Soft, not, I don't feel that he has feminine traits, but I feel like he has very soft, caring energy. But at the same time, he's got the strength to, how do I want to put this? He will be really good to you, Tamala, but he will stop and say, enough.
Why does this sound like someone I already know? This is amazing. I know someone like that right now, but
well, it's possible, because remember back to the beginning, I said that I wasn't sure if this was someone that perhaps you had recently met or that you knew.
Right.
So it's possible that it could be a shift in the relationship, because I also said to you that it feels like this person is so, you know, that you have this list, and it feels like this person is already almost a part of your life. But sometimes I get that because the energy, because spiritually you've already connected. You just haven't caught up in the physical plane.
Right. Because I'm listening to you, and you see, and it's amazing how you illustrate your spirit, because that's the way you described me at the beginning, where you said that I was like, you know, I can attract most men or whatever. That's the old me. But now I'm more into spirit, and what you just described is how I tend to look at men, you know, look at the spirit, the internal structures, versus just the outside.
Right, right.
And the way you just described this guy, this is someone I already know, and that's amazing. Wow.
Well, and it's possible, because you have gone through a lot of shifts, and you have decided, you've found the key to what's really important. You know what you need, and you need somebody that can be a gentleman and be good to you, but also, Tamala, to be honest with you, you need someone that can put their foot down and kind of put you in your place when
You can't. You're not going to be able to live with a man that you can walk all over. Does that
make
sense?
Right. It does. It does. Because I'm strong-willed already. But it's like that because because of my kids. I mean, single mom raising kids, and you picked up empty nest, and that's where I'm at because the baby just left, and my son, he's moving again. So I'm, you know, at that point where I just have to focus on myself now.
Okay, and I think you're going to do really well. And you've already started into these shifts that I'm seeing, and they're all positive. And our birthday usually leaving, I'm not an astrologer, and I don't really do astrology, but my guides show me things based on birthdays and phases. And birthdays are always significant, of course, to us. And so that's going to be kind of the finalization of all the, or the culmination of all these things that you've been growing and you've been, it's almost like cleaning out a closet, but you've done it spiritually. And
the
culmination is going to come around your birthday, and about a week, 2 weeks maybe prior to your birthday, you may go through a very low energy cycle, and that's really normal. It's like batteries. They have to go down low, and then you're going to be recharged. So if you hit a little bit of a low plateau just prior to your birthday, don't see that as being permanent. That's very temporary. I don't know if we have other callers or not. We've gone over a little bit on our time.
Okay.
Please visit us at starpsychics.com, and that's stars with a Z. This is Stars Maya that you're speaking to. And I would love to read for you again sometime, Tamala.
Okay, will do. Thank you so much. You've been right. The whole reading, you've been right. So I'm definitely going to be, you know, calling you for a consultation.
Thank you, Tamala. God bless you.
Thank you, Tamala. Come back and see us. And do go visit to the site at starspsychics.com, and you can get Stars Maya. Read her profile. She's available. She's on she's on every day, as are many of them. But, you know, maybe you can reconnect with her and get a little bit more information. But thank you for coming.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, ladies, here we are. How is everybody?
Fine, how are you?
Stars Maya, that was an awesome reading. I was listening intently.
Thank you.
Enjoyed
energy.
Yeah, what a very nice lady, huh?
While
we're on the air, what I'm going to do is I'm going to tell everybody that's in the chat room, if you would like to get a reading from Stars Phoenix or Stars Maya on the air, just come in and call. You have to call first, 347-838-9736, and you'll get answered on the air. I know some of you are getting readings in the chat room, but maybe you would like to get a reading from one of my gals that are sitting here with me. And we have about almost 10 minutes left that we can do some more readings. That would be great. Right now, we're kind of like just waiting for other callers. And Stars Phoenix, did you get the same take that Stars Maya did for Tamala?
Well, let's see here. I was loving the messages that she was getting.
I know.
The fact that her new man is going to be a gentleman, I completely agree with that. Yeah. The style of your reading, Maya, I love the style of your reading. You mentioned that you were not an astrologer, but that your guides gave you a lot of astrology hints.
My guides always, for some reason, they always ask for date of birth, especially the year is not as important to them as the month and the day. And then from that, they seem to be able to give me additional information based on that. So I guess they use astrology, perhaps?
Right. I was thinking about that because of the way that I get information is I think, a little bit different. The way I get information is whatever movie that I've seen, book that I've read, song that I've heard, gets pulled out of my head from memory, in little
clips.
Oh,
sure. Okay.
And I'll get the strangest thing sometimes. Like I was reading for someone not too long ago, and I got this. If you've ever seen the movie Tangled, it's a cartoon movie about Rapunzel. I was getting the picture of a girl in a pink dress holding a frying pan. and that's
oh,
you know,
how funny.
Was mad at some guy who was not treating her the way that she needed to be treated, you know. I get stuff like that.
You know what? I was just thinking. I just did a little numerology. Maya, she said her birth date was June the 4th, right? Correct?
That's what I wrote down, correct. And I did not ask
okay.
for the year, but said she was 42.
Okay, well, I just did just with her date of birth, with the month and the day, and it comes up to a 7, and that is definitely a relationship year for her, you know, just throwing that out. I mean, I'm not a numerologist, but, you know, and I did, as everybody knows, I dabbled in astrology when I first got started, and, you know, being a Gemini, you know, she really sounds like a really nice lady. So she's getting a lot of information from the two of you, and I think it's just totally awesome. And again, anybody in the room that would like a live reading on the air with Stars Maya or Stars Phoenix, all you need to do is call in at 347-838-9736, and I'll connect you with one of them. And maybe... Stars Maya, can you tell us a little bit about how you got started reading?
Sure, I would be glad to. Thank you for asking me. I should say that from the time that I can remember, even as a child, I had visions. I called them my angels, and I would get visions and information. And my father was a Baptist minister, so as you can imagine, that could have set for a very controversial, you know, growing up. But actually, it didn't. He was very supportive. And back then, we didn't use the phone very much. And I would tell him, Daddy, Brother Smith's coming over. You better put on another pot of coffee. And, you know, after a while, they learned to listen and put on that extra pot of coffee. I started probably around, yes. And then there were some things that I would say, of course, being a child at the time, I'm going to say I was, you know, around 5 or 6. And I would say, uh-oh. And my dad would say, you know, I had a nickname, and that was Maya. And he would say, well, you know, what's wrong? And I would say, Brother John's not going to be here this morning. I said, you know that stuff that comes in the bottle? He drank way too much of that stuff.
Oh, my gosh. How cute is that?
Oh, I told
have,
him.
I have a question. Is it okay if I bump in here a little?
Sure.
I got
absolutely.
Sure. They're pinging the snot out of me, and if I don't get them out, they're going to beat me to death. Somebody in the chat room, and I am nowhere near the computer, so you've got to relay this message. There's a pregnant woman in there who's having marital problems.
Well, she can hear. They can hear you.
Okay. Whoever you are, I would love to speak to you. What I'm getting is that the marriage is really rocky right now because of a financial situation and something about a move coming up. It has nothing to do with you being pregnant, so please calm down. I don't know if
you
it's
can
you
keep talking.
Or...
I've got another caller. Go ahead, keep talking. I've got
okay.
another caller.
I don't know if it's you pinging me or the baby pinging me, but I wanted to just reassure you that everything is okay, that the marital problem will subside, and that you're not going to separate. There, I got it out of me.
Am I on the air right now?
I have no idea. I don't know if I am or not.
Okay, ladies, I have a caller. Who would like to take this caller? Her name is Danielle.
Well,
she's lucky tonight. She's got two readers. She can choose, huh? Pretty good. I'm glad.
Well,
I'm very happy. Phoenix, you want to go ahead and take her?
Sure.
And then maybe Stars Maya, maybe you can give a little extra and give your take on it also.
Sure. We might get another caller.
Yeah. Okay. I'll put you on hold, Stars Maya and Stars Phoenix. I'm going to connect you with Danielle.
Okay.
Okay, Danielle, I have you live on the air with Stars Phoenix. You can go ahead and ask her your question.
Hi, Stars Phoenix. How are you today?
I'm fine. How are you doing?
Thank you. I'm fine. Thank you. Thanks for taking my call. I'm calling to see. I would like to know more information about who my spirit guides are and what they're here to help me with. With regard to my spirituality or my psychic gift.
Okay. This is something that you've known your entire life since you were a little girl about being intuitive.
Uh-huh.
Are you one of those people that you've seen spirits your whole life?
I have not seen them that I know of.
Right.
I wish.
But you know, yeah, you're aware of them?
No. No, I just assume, that I'm connecting with my guides, I'm assuming, but I don't have any real confirmation of anything.
Okay, I keep getting two, which means that there's two of them.
Okay.
And that there's a couple. I also see a little boy. Have you got a child up in heaven, or...
No, I've had a couple of abortions, but
okay.
I have a son now that will be 9 in May.
Okay. They could be one of the babies that was terminated that I'm seeing.
Okay.
Because I'm seeing a baby, not a 9-year-old boy.
Okay.
I'm also seeing a couple, a man and a woman. Is your father's parents deceased?
Yes, both of my parents are deceased, and both sides of my dad's parents are deceased, and my mom's parents. So everybody's gone.
Okay. Let's see. I'm getting a surge of energy. You've had more of a can't get into medical things because, we can't talk about those kind of things, but I keep getting a hormonal surge of energy in you lately. And what happens when your hormones rise is that you become more aware of spiritual things around you than you do when your hormones are idle.
Oh, okay.
This is perfectly natural. This is the same way for everybody. It's part of a biorhythm cycle.
Mm-hmm.
So this is telling me is that times when you were pregnant, times when you were going through menopause, even way back to puberty, these are the most sensitive times when you were aware of the things that people could not see.
Wow.
and those were the times. Oh, boy. Hang on. These were the times when it looks like you were open to some trickery. I mean, there was a guide around you who was of a lower energy. Yeah, who was leading you astray.
Okay.
And causing you some influence. Like, I also see that you couldn't sleep.
Mm-hmm. I still can't. I have to take medicine.
Okay. And again, I'm getting the hormones again. On that note, I get the Empress card reversed. Empress to me is all about fertility and babies. And since you are past the age of having babies, it's all about hormones again.
that's in your aura, the
energy that's around you very strongly, and it's influencing your health.
Okay.
Which I can't. I hate the fact that I can't get into that.
Yeah, well, I can tell you, I'm my health is not good right now.
I've got a vascular necrosis. I'm recovering from a brain tumor. I either have rheumatoid arthritis or lupus. I'll find out next week. There's a lot.
And you've got a lot of apprehension about that. Are you, you're finding out the results pretty soon?
Yeah, I'm finding out the results on the 1st. And I just want to know what it is, and I want to be able to cut the cord or whatever it is so I can heal.
It is not your worst fear. It's not your worst fear, okay?
Okay.
Okay, we're about ending here. It's the hour. It's right at the hour. The bewitching hour, I guess you could call it. But thanks, Danielle. And if you'd like a reading, please go to starpsychics.com. And I know there's a lot of people still in the room. Go over there, and you can talk to all my wonderful advisors. I've got, 100 and some. And, you know, usually I have between, 20 and 25 on. And you can get emailed when a reader is going to be online. You can get email readings. Soon we're going to have, you can schedule with our readers. A lot of good stuff coming for Star Psychics. And please give, just go over there and look at everything, the Emporium. I could go on and on. The blog we have over there. Of course, who knows it better than I. But anyway, everybody have a great evening. And do come back and see us next week, okay? Bye-bye.
Thank you so much. Namaste. Thanks.